Now, 1 month after the earthquake in Nepal, the United Nations says they have less than a quarter of the funding needed. More than 8,000 people died in the disaster and many others have been left without homes. Well, earlier I spoke to David Munoz, World Vision Nepal Communications Manager, to find out what the situation is there now.
Well, the situation in Nepal is not getting any better, unfortunately. You know that there's been more than 900 children that are severely affected, and that's because either their houses have been collapsed, they have lost beloved ones, or their schools are also collapsed too. There's been more than 1,000 aftershocks after the 25 April earthquake, and even though some of the situations seem to be getting better in terms of that the population is feeling more secure, there's been a lot of landslide, which is also one of the major challenges that we are facing when we try to deliver aid, especially outside the valley of Kathmandu.
Is it disappointing that, you know, so far on after the earthquake, it's still difficult to reach a lot of areas?
It's been a challenge. It's been somehow disappointed, as you mentioned, because there's been a lot of relief coming not only through World Vision, but through different countries that have shown solidarity with Nepal, and it's been a challenge. I mean, we've had been able to establish a bridge with helicopters going to the furthest areas, but you know, there's a lot of need. So one helicopter, two helicopters doesn't seem to be enough. So we're trying to reach the areas that are further away from Kathmandu, but that can take up to 3 days just to get there. The monsoon is coming, so that could be also something problematic, and the roads can get a little muddy, and then the distribution will be even more challenging.
And what sort of aid are people requiring at the moment?
I think the most needed is tarpaulins, tents, mosquito nets. Most of the people whose houses were severely damaged or completely destroyed are living under the tents. So I think it's important that they have a tent or a place where they can stay and feel comfortable. And also hygiene kits so that people can properly be preventing any other major disease, major catastrophe in terms of lack of hygiene. And I think one of the priorities for the Nepalese population is going back to schools. 80% of the schools are damaged or severely damaged. School classes are supposed to open on May 31st, but it's still some quite challenge because there will not be enough time for schools to reopen on that date.
David Munoz there speaking to me from Nepal. The Nepalese community in Scotland has also been helping.